Starting a business is a high-stakes gamble. But despite the risks, millions of entrepreneurs take the plunge every year. Now, the founders of six businesses are risking everything.
I have to quit.
Have you thought of how many you would have to sell to make what you make now?
They're giving up their 9-to-5 jobs to go all in on their own businesses 24/7. Yeah. Along the way, they'll have mentors to observe, advise, and challenge them as they take the leap of their lives.
All right, it's Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt on this Labor Day Monday on 720 WGN. So over the course of 1 year, the new Discovery Channel series I Quit follows six sets of hopeful entrepreneurs as they leave their steady incomes and retirement plans behind, going all in on their dreams of launching their own businesses. Now, along the way, they will be mentored by three successful business leaders who have each built empires of their own. Debbie Sterling, CEO of the award-winning children's multimedia company, Goldieblocks. Harley Finkelstein, he's the COO of Shopify, the global commerce platform, powering more than 1 million businesses around the world. And Tricia Clark Stone, entrepreneur, author, innovative marketer, and co-founder and CEO of the award-winning creative agency, WP Narrative. Now, what these entrepreneurs don't know is at the end of the season, one of them will receive $100,000 to fuel their company's growth. And to talk about it all is one of the mentors on the show, and that's Debbie Sterling, CEO of Goldieblocks. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. You know, well, the pandemic still affecting employment and people needing to reinvent themselves, this series couldn't have come at a better time.
Yes, it feels particularly relevant right now with so many people out of work, many of whom not by choice, some people rethinking what they want to do next. And to be able to watch a show where a bunch of entrepreneurs really bravely decide, you know what, I'm going to chase my dream I've had my whole life. I'm going to follow this passion and I'm going to go for it and give it my all. It's really exciting and inspiring, particularly in a time like this.
But you know, as well as I do, being an entrepreneur isn't for everyone. I've owned or been a partner in business for the last 20 years, but it has to be in your blood and you have to have that passion to do it all. You got to wear a lot of hats and you got to knock it out of the park.
It's not for everyone.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
I think anyone can do it, but it's not for everyone. I think one of the things that's essential in being an entrepreneur is you need to be somebody who is willing to take huge risks. You need to be somebody who's willing to go out of your comfort zone and, you know, really shamelessly self-promote and hustle and ask for favors and just ask.
Yeah.
If you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it.
It's my line to everybody on that. You're absolutely right.
And you don't necessarily need to be an extrovert, but you need to be a very, very hard worker, and you have to be willing to learn fast.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of sacrifice along the way, and I think that's something that motivates you because you're putting money into it, you're putting time into it. You might have dumped that job that you had that was six figures and security for really being your own boss and building this business for yourself.
Yeah, it's almost like birthing a child, you know. I mean, it's your business is your baby, and it requires around-the-clock attention. You know, at the end of the day, it's you're the one who's ultimately accountable. You're the boss, not anybody else.
Wait a minute. There's an end to the day? Wait a minute.
it's a grind.
Yeah.
It is a grind. And every entrepreneur just faces obstacle after obstacle along the way. I don't care if you're first starting out or you've IPO'd. It's a thrill ride. Honestly, it's a thrill, and I could never pick any other career than entrepreneurship, and I love it. And I think for as challenging as it is also can be incredibly rewarding.
Tell us a little bit about Goldieblocks, because that's a company you started, and I just find it fascinating how you got there, because it was, first of all, STEAM is everything everyone's talking about right now, especially in the schools, and you kind of brought that in with an appeal to young women.
Yeah, you know, I started my company 8 years ago, and I'd never started a company before, so I was a first-time founder, first-time CEO, and first-time toy inventor. And so I had no background in it whatsoever, but I had this burning passion and belief that girls deserved better media and better toys than they were getting, and that girls were really being put at a disadvantage in a world of Bob the Builder and Handy Manny and Bill Nye the Science Guy and Legos and Erector sets that for as long as they've all been around have been really geared toward boys. And that's what makes engineering and math and technology feel like a boys' club. It starts at that young age, and that's what I wanted to disrupt. And so even though I had no background really in any of this, I did have an engineering degree from Stanford, and I wanted to put it to good use, and I wanted to invent a product that could really change young girls' lives.
Well, and I think about my own daughter when she was younger. I'd be like, well, why don't you go play some Xbox, or why don't you go play? She'd be like, what do you want me to play? Exactly. Am I going to kill somebody? What exactly is my mission here? So I think it stretches even far beyond young learners.
It does. I mean, it's really, it's really almost a movement, if you will, that Goldilocks started when we first came. Now everybody knows STEM, STEAM. They've all heard of it before. They know it's important. Back when Goldilocks first started, nobody knew what that was. And, and people then and still are very intimidated by science and engineering and math. But the fact is that kids need to learn these skills and develop interest in these fields because, look, most of the jobs that our kids are going to have in the future are going to be driven by technology, and they're jobs that we don't even know what they are yet.
Right.
So it's just so critically important to get kids interested in this stuff. And for far too long, it's been something that, girls have been disinterested, and it's not for lack of ability. It's just that nobody has really taken the effort and time to really bring them in and get them excited about it the way we should.
Yeah. Love what you built here. Love what you built here. And then you're getting involved in television in this new show. It's I Quit. It's Tuesdays at 8 Central on Discovery. Tell me how you got involved in this.
So I got approached to be a mentor on the show. And as soon as I heard about the premise of the show, I was all in. Because, I love the idea of sharing my story of entrepreneurship and starting my company, because I really want to be a role model to young people, especially young girls, so that they can believe they can do it too.
We're talking to Debbie Sterling, CEO of Goldilocks, on her new Discovery Channel entrepreneurial series, I Quit. And there's more after a look at your Labor Day weather. Dave? Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Debbie Sterling. She's the CEO of Goldilocks on her new Discovery Channel entrepreneurial series, I Quit, airing Saturdays at 9 Central on the Discovery Channel. I love the concept of this show because anyone who is starting a business needs a mentor.
There are a lot of shows out right now about business and entrepreneurship, but usually you just see the big pitch, You don't get to see the actual nitty-gritty
how you get there.
Day-to-day grind, right? What actually happens. And the reality is, when you're building a business, every single day is like a roller coaster. And there are so many ups and downs and so many setbacks, but then finally you get that aha moment, and it's just, it's so incredible. And I love this show because you really get to follow these real life entrepreneurs in their journeys. And it's fascinating to watch. And also my role on the show as a business mentor, it's really important to see that mentor mentee relationship as well, because, one of the things that, and really, one of the main reasons why Goldilocks has been so successful is because of the mentors I've had along the way. The reality is, you're starting out as an entrepreneur. You don't know all the answers. You don't have a blueprint. Like, you have no idea what you're doing half the time. But you know, getting mentors who've been there before who can help you through it is critical. And I love that this show included that because it's so important.
It is. And I can look back in my journey, too, and the people that I dug back to and said, you know, really, who was an influence? Like, there were some obvious ones, but there was some ones I didn't really recognize until we weren't working together anymore. And, you know, to be able to have those relationships there and a go-to where somebody that really does understand a struggle, a challenge, and really what deeply you're talking about is so critical.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So this new series, it's a bunch of different products, you know, and so forth from such different folks in this whole thing. Talk to us a little bit about the series and the I got to watch the first couple episodes. It was a lot of fun.
Well, one of the things that's so interesting about the show is the different entrepreneurs. I mean, it's such a diverse set of people coming from all walks of life with different dreams and different types. You've got a Brazilian chocolate sweets to coolers to barbecue sauce to apparel to a soccer team. I mean, it's really diverse. But what they all have in common is just this struggle and this grind. And it's like they all have these big, audacious dreams and no clue how to get there. And so it's just so exciting to watch them figure it out, you know. And sometimes, you know, they strike gold and things are working out. And then in 1 minute, and then the next minute, there's this huge, unexpected curveball and they've got to work around that. And so it's just really interesting, and I love that every one of these companies, from the moment I got introduced to them and started following their journeys, I just instantly, really felt deeply emotionally connected to all of them and just really rooting for all of them to succeed.
Was there any moments in the show where you knew the answers, but you wanted them to get there themselves, maybe giving them some tips and so forth?
Totally. And that's one of the real challenges about mentorship is my favorite mentors are not the mentors that just told me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Right. Because at the end of the day, I have to figure that out myself. But the mentors that have been most helpful to me are more of the mentors that help me figure out how to go about problem solving, how to go about tackling challenges, how to go about, you know, brainstorming those ideas. And so, and at the end of the day, you know, every mentor, and, you know, I've had quite a bit of experience now building my business, but it all comes from, you know, my experience, and that may not be the same experience
sure.
that someone else may have. So you always have to take that advice with a grain of salt. But there were quite a few moments on the show where Trisha and Harley and I sort of hang our heads like, oh, no, you know, because you give the best advice you can,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
I'm not saying that we know all, but we do our best and we want to be helpful. And some of the entrepreneurs take it to heart and really go with it. And as a result, you know, you see them, you know, really start to succeed. And then there are some entrepreneurs that, you know, it appears as though they're listening to the advice, but then, you know, is that advice taken? Not so much.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, I mean, you took this journey yourself. So when you got into this, what was the biggest thing that you wanted them to learn? Like something based on what you learned yourself, like what was the one takeaway that you wanted them to have in general?
You know, I think for me, my biggest takeaway is this idea of developing grit as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And being gritty, what that means is that you're going to get rejection after rejection after rejection. It's just going to happen. You know, to every entrepreneur, you're going to try to raise money and you get turned down. You know, you go to this big event and you think it was going to be a big, huge deal and it ends up being a bust. Like those things just happen. And so the question is not, will it happen? The question is, or how do you avoid it happening? Because you simply can't. The question is, how do you rise up from that occasion? How do you learn from failure How do you move on? And once you start doing that, you start to build that muscle, right? Mm-hmm. Where all of a sudden, like, you overcome this obstacle that seemed impossible at the time, and then some way, somewhere, somehow, you overcame it. And then all of a sudden, when another one comes ahead in front of you, which it inevitably will, you have that those tools in your toolbox to figure out, okay, here's how I'm going to solve this one, mm-hmm. as opposed to, I think, what can happen quite frequently to people is they get so overwhelmed, they just give up, right? Like, oh, this is too yeah. hard, I'm just going to give up, you know, or, oh, maybe I shouldn't have, or they second-guess themselves, or, you know. And so that's, I think, what is honestly the most important. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world. You don't have to be the richest person in the world, but you have to have grit, and you have to be willing to, you know, learn from your failures and move past them and keep going.
I was going to say, fail is just going to help you win. You got to go through that process, I think, to get through it, because you're going to have those challenges along the entire way of your business.
Yep, and that's and I think that's something is that, you know, I've overcome, you know, many obstacles in building my company. Harley as well with Shopify, and Trisha with her business. So we've all been there. And that's what's so great too, is that when we have conversations with the companies, you know, we can say, look, like, this is normal.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And to hopefully what we try to do in the show is, you know, we give them hard talks. We give them a lot of pep talks too, because it's about believing in yourself and believing you can do it. And just continuing to just chase that dream.
Well, I'm loving the show. I Quit airs Saturdays at 9 Central on the Discovery Channel. Debbie Sterling, she is the CEO of Goldie Blocks. So fun having you join us today.
Thanks for having me. You too.
All right. Take care. All right. It's 720 WGN.